Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on.
One of my favorite guys, Starship Captain, actor, all-around great man. Admired by almost nobody.
Except himself. He loves himself.
William Shatner. We've talked to him a few times. He was always charming and self-effacing. All the people that don't like him, I think they just don't get him.
Yeah, he knows. You know, he's kind of a character of himself, I guess.
Anybody who refers to themselves, I'm not sure he refers to himself, but anybody who's comfortable being referred to as the Shat is, you know, okay in my book.
He does embrace that, by the way. He loves referring to himself as the Shat.
So remember when the internet craze began, one of the stupidest ads. I mean, of all the things that have come and gone on the internet, Cosmo.com, MyLackey.com, all the giant internet companies with tons of money to spend that all went out of business, you would have thought Priceline would be one of them. And you had William Shatner doing these 1998 commercials that said, Priceline, name your own price. This is going to be big, really big. And what they did is they looked at unsold inventory last minute, and they made deals with companies that said, you know what, these seats are going to go unused, and we can auction them off online without giving up your brand name. People just blindly say what they're willing to pay.
And with hotel rooms, it's like, you know, even if you're making $20 on somebody,
right,
you know, you're making something.
And the thing you should know about the internet, if you don't already know it, the internet is a destroyer of business models. Anytime something faster, cheaper, better comes along, it has to destroy slower, more expensive jobs. It has to destroy jobs that people are, I mean, you always think about what's good for you. Oh, it's good for me if I pay cheaper and get more. But you realize every time you pay cheaper and get more, that some father goes home to his children and says, they fired me today. Do you ever realize that, Joe?
Well, I don't know about that in Priceline's case. They may be creating jobs by keeping things cheaper.
But ultimately they drive down the prices people are willing to pay for goods, because as more people swarm to them, the margins get trimmed. The internet itself drives down the prices and drives up the efficiency and creates smaller margins.
Right.
Puts a struggle on people with jobs.
But the inventory they're selling, the rental cars, the hotel rooms, the airfares, are things that didn't get bought on the traditional market and may not have gotten bought at all. If I go and stay
at a hotel room
at Priceline, that maid, that cook.
What has the internet done for travel agencies?
For like call up your friend.
What has it done for if you graduated high school and wanted to be a travel agent, what did it do to you?
Well, if you want to work, if you want to work for
thin the herd,
pretty thin, right?
Yeah. If you want to work for Expedia or something, the world headquarters.
How's it going
is
for
right
real
here.
Estate agents and their 6% commissions?
They're holding their own. I mean, there are some things people don't think that's true.
Oh my God!
Are there more real estate job opportunities than ever before, or less?
Well, what's happened in real estate is
how are the record companies doing?
Record companies not so well, but
the newspapers.
But see, the record
That's
companies, you don't. I don't need a lot
the
of
electronics retailers. Do
I don't need a lot of expertise.
Can you follow my basic premise?
Yeah, but the premise when you
have to keep clubbing when you
the internet, the internet shaves margins and makes it harder for people in established professions to continue making the same money that they made before.
Right. In regards to real estate and travel agencies, sometimes you want a human, and sometimes it doesn't even cost you one to have one.
They make humans unnecessary, and that's a good thing sometimes. Yes.
I don't need...
I'm for the internet, by the way.
Right. Do you use...
Doesn't mean I'm against people.
I use Priceline, and this really upsets me when I see the article I saw this
You
weekend.
Saw it, and it upset you.
Yeah, it upsets me because of all the things I've missed on, this is the one that should have been a no-brainer for me to invest in.
Well, here's why it was good. The business model of Priceline is disruption. It's a disruptor of prices. Its job is to go in there like the one of them testicle eating fish and chew.
Latch on.
Right? That's a good point.
Low and save fruit. You money. Now, initially, the come on, by the way, is always the same. The come on is we'll create a revenue stream where there was no revenue stream. So they have to convince the airlines and the hotels that this isn't going to hurt their business. But trust me, if I used to go on a business trip and just book a hotel and get the best price I could, but now I've switched to going to Priceline and I'm paying 50%, I'm a customer they used to have paying full price. You don't
That's
get
exactly
that.
Right.
Well, and there's probably...
And some guy's going home to his kids saying, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of work.
Well, there's a lot of people like me probably that I book a hotel at full price, a refundable hotel, and then as my trip draws near,
you look for the bargain.
I will start playing Priceline. Mm-hmm. Now, that is only if it's just me traveling because my wife is not one to, you know, be messed with.
This is going to be scary,
yeah,
really scary.
Yeah,
for her.
Yeah, when it comes to, she wants to know right where she stayed.
Do you have any clip of Shatner when he was promoting this? See if you can find that on YouTube. It was amazing. Shatner was predicting a giant business at a time when everybody out, 99% of the people out there were wrong who predicted a business would be big, and that he can sit here. That was 1995.
Well, he
so
was
18 years later. Wait a
minute, he was getting paid.
Well,
he wasn't like he was on Mad Money. Saying,
do you
this,
think
this
it was total luck, or do you think he was smart?
I think he's lucky. I think he got offered a deal to do some voice work and film a
I
TV spot.
I think the Shat is a visionary to the future.
You think he got in the transporter and beamed back to 1998?
I think so. I think Shat of the future came back and told him that you want to put your money
you
on
got
this.
To put everything in Priceline. Trust me. I know it sounds
If you
crazy.
Read the article I read, he wasn't that much of a visionary.
No, he actually, didn't he do his last Priceline spot where they blew him up too?
Yeah, they blew him up, but he sold out years ago. Because they paid him originally in stock.
Yeah, and he blew it. He didn't keep, he's wishing he kept
the
stock.
Oh, yeah, he wishes he'd listened to himself because now it is really big.
Priceline stock is near $1,000, a bubble era record.
It's at $963 this morning. It, wow. It flirted with a. It went up $36 on Friday, and it's down about $4 today. But it will be a $1,000 stock by the end of the week if we.
Priceline
kind of
is
rally.
The largest U.S. online travel agent by market value. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, because it was. I mean, after the first bubble came down, it was down to $2 or $3 a share.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Second quarter revenue jumped 20% to $1.68 billion.
Wow.
International bookings climbed to $8.6 billion from $6 billion a year ago. What's the value of the company based on its stock price, Joe? Do you know? It doesn't say in the article.
Let's see. Financials. It's up 900% in the
$1,000 a share.
Yeah. It's insane.
And it's time to sell, by the way. This is going to be small, really small. It's time to get rid of it.
It's going
to
fall hard.
This is
really hard.
Well, when you're in a commodity, you know what a commodity is?
Something people need.
A commodity is generally considered something that it's the same wherever you buy it. There's no reason to buy it from one place or another. In other words, it's a widget. It's an airline ticket, and does it matter whether you buy it from Expedia or from Priceline or from Kayak to you? Does it make any difference? By the way, commodities trade at a price.
Mm-hmm.
The price goes up and down, and the margins are very small for commodities traders. A commodity is something like if it was a bag of Lay's potato chips. That bag has the same value everywhere. It's not one bag is better than another. It's a commodity.
But commodities traders...
Pork bellies is a commodity.
Right, but so are potatoes. If there's a bad weather, if there's a drought, then commodities become more valuable.
Exactly, exactly.
Its price-to-earnings ratio is only 33, so that means it's not terribly overvalued, even at $969 a share.
I think it's overvalued. What's Microsoft's price-to-earnings ratio?
Probably about 8, but let me look.
There you go. During the internet boom, values got up in the 50s, 60s, 80s, or 100s.
Well, if I'm any kind of indication, Priceline is the only travel agent that I use to book all my hotels and all of my car rentals.
Look at that.
Why?
Because they're screwing the industry for him.
And you win.
Well, it's
you reap the screwing.
A hotel room to him is a commodity. I don't care where I stay.
Correct.
Get me a bed. Get me as cheap a bed as possible. They're commoditizing the hotel business.
Mm-hmm. But what you made a great point, though, and I used to think about it the way Joe does. That room's going to go unsold. Something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
But you made the great point that people who used to buy hotel rooms aren't anymore. There's more unsold hotel rooms than there used to be because people are waiting
and
stealing them at half
price. It depends on how in demand a particular area is. Right now in Seattle, during the peak of tourist season, good luck finding a parking space, much less a hotel room. In February, March, April, good luck giving those rooms away.
Yeah, you can get a nice one for under $100 a night. Microsoft's price-to-earning ratio is 12.7 right now.
There you go, compared to 33.
Mm-hmm.
Which company makes something that's going to be more enduring in its value added?
Well, which company has made you a ton of money if you own the stock? Not Microsoft, because I did have it for 10 years, although it
depends on when you bought it.
It's up 30% this year.
If you hung out with those guys when they looked like hippies in 1987, you made a ton of money.
Oh, I know. Really? Wish I'd got in on that, too.
All right. Do you have some classic Shatner?
You know, I was looking for some stuff of him promoting Priceline in the past, and I couldn't find anything. I mean, of course, you get tons of clips with the commercials, but nothing with him in the past just talking.
Do you know what? When he did his last Priceline commercial, I'll bet you Shatner made them police the internet and stomp out any remnant of him. Because if he's not getting paid,
right.
That's another thing I admire about the Shat. All right. Jimmy Fallon says he and his wife had their baby daughter with the help of a surrogate. Winnie Rose Falcon, the daughter of the NBC late night comic and his wife, Nancy Luvonen, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. Remember, it was kind of a surprise that he became a father.
Total surprise. He didn't say anything until the baby was born. I thought, how can you hide something like that? Well, this helps.
Because they were using a surrogate.
Right. If you have a lady locked away in an apartment somewhere, you know, making your baby.
He was interviewed by the Today Show, and he said they had been trying for a while to have a child, and they finally succeeded with the help of a surrogate. Now, a surrogate carries the baby, right?
Incubator. Her egg.
And it couldn't be her egg? Doesn't have to be her egg.
I believe it is.
You can get look, Paul and Mark didn't have an egg.
They had a surrogate.
They had a surrogate, but someone who carries the baby and someone who donates the egg. You can can basically shop online and William Shatner.
I think
get you a great deal.
I think this is their.
They didn't do that, but you know what I mean.
I think this is their kid. I mean, biologically,
you get an egg from Brazil,
but she had. I think she had the ability to make the egg, but not to incubate the kid.
Yeah, so they use IVF, in vitro fertilization, and they implant the egg the fertilized egg into another woman's uterus.
It truly is their DNA,
yep.
Both sides.
Yep.
Their kid and someone carries the baby.
Yep.
Mm.
Just another little hothouse to raise the, you know, the kid in, basically. Just strictly biological.
Yeah. You know, there may come a day where you don't even need a woman.
You mean just...
You take an egg?
You waited until Jody was out sick to even make that statement. You really did.
No, but I mean, hold on a second. You can grow tomatoes without any dirt.
So like
you can grow weed without any dirt.
Hydroponics,
like
baby.
A hydroponic kid. Basically.
I drove by yesterday coming back from Edmonds. You are right. Shoreline is...
The green
hydroponic
cross.
Green cross everywhere. There's all of these green storefronts. And I drove by a bunch of places that sell this stuff. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, winter's coming and I love gardening so much. I like to do some indoor gardening. And my friends laugh because they say, you should grow some of this for somebody if you knew a patient.
Right.
But I'm not going to be growing that stuff. First off, I don't use it and I wouldn't want it.
You'd be using it if you were
I'd romanticize
it.
If well, I saw that beautiful pot form.
Just handling it and stuff, I think, would get into your system.
Yeah, but I mean...
You don't want the security nightmares.
Well, I don't want the security nightmares, yeah. You know, because I got a neighbor down the road. I'm pretty sure he'd break in and take it. But back to my premise. If they can grow a hand on the back of or an ear on the back of a mouse... Why couldn't they take an egg and a sperm, and why couldn't they,
grow a hydroponic womb?
I'm sure they'll get to that someday, but you don't want to be
in the
womb.
Will women be upset? Will women be against this? We don't have Jody here. What will Jody say?
I miss getting fat and my feet swelling up and my boobs aching and my back hurting. Will I miss it?
Wouldn't some women opt for not carrying it themselves just the way they opt for Pampers instead of actual washable diapers?
I'm apologizing to Jody for that terrible impression of her.
She's sick. She's not listening.
Oh, yes, she is.
Is she listening?
Oh, yes, she is.
Is she on the text? Jody, shut it off. You're taking a sick day. Go to bed.
If there was a way to have a baby that was completely yours and
if she's going to call in when she's sick, I will take the call. But she shouldn't. Yes, go ahead.
I could see a lot of couples opting for that. You know, it's like, I don't want the trauma.
Let's ask our female listeners. Is there a female listener out there who, if it was available to grow your baby electronically... I don't think this will happen in our lifetime, but I do think it'll happen in the span of human evolution, that a guy and a girl can make passionate whatever,
samples.
But decide passionate samples
hot,
and decide
sample
to
making.
Drop them off and come pick up their baby when it's ready. Imagine, you know who would be the first person that doesn't have the baby the traditional way? Kate Middleton, queen, you know, princesses. They will just have the baby, and it'll be, you know, delivered to them, and then they can look perfect.
This would be a Hollywood thing, I would imagine. Yeah,
Hollywood star.
Angelina Jolie is going to pop this one.
Question for the female residents of our audience. Am I crazy? Or if that concept ever became possible, would people do it?
I obviously have zero experience except that I have a large belly, but
you're a donor.
Never had a baby in it, but I've heard that, you know, having a baby in your stomach is both the greatest feeling in the world and can be the worst feeling in the world.
Stomach is a little outdated and clearly identifies you as a man when you say stomach.
Well, the stomach is not looking for a womb.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, Priceline will get you a womb cheaper than anybody else.
Yeah. But I think there must be something that feels good about being pregnant because you go back for more. A lot of women.
Ladies, text us 52309. Are the boys crazy without Jody's influence? 52309. Would you consider taking use of a mechanical womb to save you the hassle? When we come back, Mexico has freed a notorious drug lord. What are they thinking? And I was in San Diego this weekend, and I read the headlines in the paper about their crazy mayor.
Yeah.
He is ending his therapy early. Remember, this guy was the sexual harassment mayor, basically.
Yeah, a dozen girls or so came forward.
And he's not resigned. They were, like, pressuring him to resign, and he still won't resign.
Refused to resign.
There is an update on that story.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Championship seasons begin in training camp, and the road to glory starts at the VMAC. So, 95.7 KJR is celebrating with old-time Hawk and Roll. Listen every hour for your keyword. Text it in, and you could qualify to win a pair of sold-out tickets to training camp. Then listen on Tuesday at 3 p.m., where Steve Slayton will announce the winners. We are the 12th man. We are 95.7 KJR.
Hi, it's Downtown Joe. I'm a Puget Sound Energy customer, and I just scheduled my free home print assessment. I'm having an independent PSE-qualified home print assessment specialist come directly to my home. They'll be checking my furnace, water heater, major appliances, insulation, and windows. They'll be installing free high-efficiency light bulbs, which in itself is a $200 value alone. Now, here's the really cool part. At my PSE home print assessment, the specialist will sit down with me and go over a report showing my home's basic energy consumption, along with cost-effective ways I can use less energy. And PSE offers some significant rebates on most of the efficiency upgrades recommended by the assessment. Improving the comfort and efficiency of my home with a free home print assessment, that's my PSE. Be sure to schedule this awesomely free service for your home by visiting pse.com/can. And keep listening for further details about my journey towards becoming more energy efficient with the help of PSE.
Visit the Home Center at NavyFederal.org. Home buying made simple. Navy Federal is an equal housing lender.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back. August 25th, the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. The band that changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Jukebox Heroes, the greatest hits of Foreigner. Available now. Tickets are on sale now at Tulalip Resort Casino Rewards Club and Ticketmaster.com.
What's the best part of going back to school? My mom says it's the big price blaster sale at Fred Meyer. She likes finding great deals on all the pens and notebooks and stuff we need for class. I like finding a brand new backpack and sneakers. My sister likes discovering new outfits at what she calls gotta have it prices. So the question is, what will you find? Back to school price blasters, only at Fred Meyer. Find the joy you're
looking for. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock, taking shelter from the storm which destroyed much of his belongings. Luckily, Geico recently helped him with homeowner's insurance, and he got full replacement, including a new clock, which the mouse is really enjoying since the cuckoo bird inside is just a little less cuckoo. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
Don't fool yourself. They're among us. You'd have no idea, but they're there. Living in our neighborhoods, driving our same streets, eating our same food. They're local Geico agents. And if you don't think they could save you money on car insurance at any given moment, think again. Because they could. That's what they do.
To see how much you can save on more than just car insurance, contact your local Geico office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
Hi, I'm Sue Anderson with CenturyLink. And if you're like me, you want internet at a price you can count on. That's why CenturyLink high-speed internet is $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. And you get speeds up to 12 megs so you can do the things you love online. Visit CenturyLink.com/high-speed internet to learn more.
Services and offer not available everywhere. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Hurt in a car accident? Call 1-800-INJURED for a trusted law firm with proven results. The Bernard Law Group has recovered tens of millions of dollars for injured clients. Call 1-800-INJURED for a free consultation or visit 4injured.com.
Did you know that Food Saver is the number one vacuum sealer brand in America? The Food Saver system helps keep your food fresh up to 5 times longer than traditional storage methods and can save you up to $2,700 per year by buying in bulk, buying on sale, and preventing waste. Don't put your food in the garbage. Save it with the Food Saver vacuum sealer. For coupons, giveaways, and more, visit the Food Saver Save the Season Fresh stand on Saturday, August 24th at University District Farmers Market, located at 5031 University Way, Northeast.
Sign up for Xfinity from Comcast through Verizon Wireless and discover a great deal and more with TV, internet, home phone, and wireless. What kind of a deal do you get from Verizon Wireless and Xfinity? One that gives you a $250 prepaid card when you sign up for a select Xfinity HD Triple Play and lets you enjoy your favorite premium shows on the go. Just search and download top TV shows and hit movies and watch them right on your smartphone or tablet over 4G LTE, only on Verizon Wireless. Sign up now for a qualifying Xfinity Triple Play and get up to a $250 prepaid card by mail, plus other special savings when you purchase through Verizon Wireless. Verizon Wireless and Xfinity, better together. Visit your local Verizon Wireless store or visit verizonwireless.com/Xfinity.
Offer ends 9/30/13. Limited to new residential customers. Requires new two-year contract for select Xfinity HD triple play packages and monthly Verizon Wireless service. Subject to customer agreement. Activation and other fees apply. Coverage varying by service, not available everywhere.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We had a shooting occur in downtown Seattle just before 9 o'clock this morning. Police are on the scene of the intersections of 3rd and Seneca and 2nd and Seneca. It does sound like the situation is completely under control at this point, but it's a very busy situation right now. Lots of people on the scene, really impacting traffic around the area, so be aware of that. We're seeing heavy volumes northbound I-5 from the Michigan curb to the Convention Center as well.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit. Hey you, car driver person, don't you think it's about time you gave up this driving nonsense? Start riding Sound Transit and show Kenny G the respect he deserves. Visit soundtransit.org for more information.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Sold out training camp tickets. Now, text this word to qualify.
All right, the word is fan, F-A-N. I'm supposed to tell you how to spell it. That's what they tell me, F-A-N. Text the word fan to 52309. That's our regular text number, 52309, accepting the word fan right now. And we'll have a drawing, and a whole pile of people win tickets to the sold-out Seahawks training camp on Wednesday. All right. It came up because Jimmy Fallon and his wife had a baby, and they used a surrogate mom to carry the baby.
I would have to imagine that's a last resort for a woman. I mean, and I could. Like
you
Joe
don't
said,
think any women will say that they would love to just choose that?
Yeah, I think the connection that a mother feels to have a baby grow inside of her, like Joe said, we'll never know.
But if
that,
it were cheap, just like getting a P.O. box to have someone carry your baby for you, would women do it?
I don't know.
If it was an electronical, or I should say, a scientific artificial womb.
You
could get them on Priceline.
Perfect environment.
If you could,
kid in a box.
You could bid. You don't know how big this womb
is. This is going to be big. You're not going to be big.
Two-star or four-star womb.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, gals in the audience. I haven't seen this big of a response on a text thing in a while, so it's going to take me a while to scroll through it. If you want to answer the question, 52309. By the way, a whole bunch of you think that Jody's out today because she was thrown up, that she must have morning sickness. There are about a dozen people say Jody's pregnant. She's got to be.
She
never misses work.
She has confirmed to me that she is not pregnant.
And how would she confirm it to you?
She just texted me, I am not pregnant.
Did she take the test? So that means she thinks she was.
There are other ways women know they're not pregnant. By
how do they know? Oh, well, yeah. What? That just happened like
You're
in the
so
last
cute.
5 minutes?
Jody, call Bob.
All right, never mind. No, there are ways because if it was recent enough, it couldn't
right,
be possible.
Right, okay. right.
All right. Thank you, Jody. I don't know why you're listening to the show. Okay. Where do I go? Women are all over the map on this. Would you use an artificial womb if it, you know, presuming you could afford it and it was easy? Let's see. It's called a gestational surrogate. That's what.
Right. That's what Fallon and his lovely wife.
Fallon and his wife used. For sure, Bob. Look how many opt for a C-section because it's easier on their woo-ha. Oh, he meant woo-ha. If you could have a baby with none of the side effects, absolutely, I'd do it. My coworker said yes. LOLOL. She would love that.
Wow.
You can do it. Surrogacy. Yes, but that's where you hire or get another woman to do it for you.
Right. We're talking about a scientifically engineered womb. A box.
Some other texter says, Jody hates your conversation and is speeding back to work as fast as she can so she can interrupt you guys. I don't know what she thinks. Let's see if she's on the text. Let's do it, but let's find a home for all the children that don't have homes first and cure world hunger. We'll get right on it. For women who have no uterus, it's a dream. So could you have no uterus and still produce eggs? I don't know anything about this.
Yes, you can, because they come out of the fallopian tubes, right, and they don't come from the uterus.
Well, all women have a uterus. And, I mean, what I know I learned through field research.
But you can have it removed.
Yeah, I guess you can.
If you have a problem.
If you have hysterectomy,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, oh, yeah. No, I've heard of that. I had morning sickness 24/7 for 3 months, lost 25 pounds. My son was 10 days late, induced twice, 36 hours labor before a C-section. I wish I had an electronic womb. I could have stuck him in.
Put her in the yes column.
So many, though, that say that's the critical part of raising your child is the bonding that takes place in growing that kid.
Maybe, but so far I'm only reading the women who are very excited about it. here's one.
Yeah,
never in a million years. The bonding begins in the mother. That's the one you're reading.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
Childbirth is scary. It hurts like hell and can potentially endanger the lives of mother and child. If I didn't have to go through it, I wouldn't.
Bonding is very important. Otherwise, there will always be a distance of some degree.
I would be happy to use the mechanical pregnancy option if I were unable to carry my own baby. I think it's the women who get elective C-sections or take tons of pills during labor that would be liking this. Hi, Bob, this is Vicky. Met you yesterday at Taste. You signed my shirt. I remember signing her shirt. I never had my own child by choice and circumstance. Being a late bloomer, where did she go? Unfortunately, it got...
refreshed too quickly on you? Yeah.
I can't read the rest of her text.
Bob, you're making me sicker. Jody.
No. Did she really do that?
I think she did.
Oh, wait a minute. That might not be true.
Let's see.
It is Jody, by the way. I just confirmed the phone number.
You confirmed the phone number? That's
yeah,
funny.
It is Jody.
I'm driving. I'll get back to you when I can safely reply. I have a different perspective. As a man, it would equalize the playing field. Women can go to a sperm bank if they want a child, and men have no such option. Well,
yep.
Gay men do have the option of getting an egg donor and using a surrogate.
And there's shopping. There's catalogs. Women who donate and sell eggs, right?
I don't know if straight men would ever do that. Like, we're in a bromance. We're not gay. But let's have a kid, because we could teach it football from a very young age. We could take it fishing.
Seriously, man, you could take it hiking.
All right. I hope Jody's okay. 9:38.
Her sense of humor is fine. That's for sure.
She hasn't thrown up her sense of humor.
Salon.com has put together a list that Joe loves this morning. It's the most hated bands of the last 30 years. For a band to be hated, they have to be hugely popular and yet polarize it.
Yeah, there has to be a point to where you get a backlash on that band.
Hmm.
And, you know, for example, I would say the Beatles were never a hated band. Hugely popular, but kind of universally acclaimed.
Right.
I love the Beatles. I know people who would go, oh, the Stones are better than the Beatles, whatever, but I don't go people that say, boy, the Beatles were a terrible band.
Were there any classic rock bands that were hated? Most of them were kind of universally loved.
I don't think you get to classic rock status with having anybody hate you. That's a pop thing, isn't it?
I mean, there were some that got too pop. There were hitty, kiddie bands and teeny bands and things like that.
There were bands that I don't like. I mean,
like ABBA is an example of a polarizing band.
Yeah, and that's a band that one time I said I hate it. Now I've since gone and seen the Mamma Mia a couple times.
That gets you out of the anti-ABBA lobby.
At least I got a respect for them after seeing that.
Do you?
So these are mostly newer bands in the last 20 years or so. And here's the list. Nickelback. A lot of people hate Nickelback.
Right.
One of the most universally disliked.
Here they are.
It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king-size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
That almost sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with Nickelback is that they played it so much that people just grew tired of it.
Next one up, 98 Degrees is a polarizing band. 98 Degrees. Hey. I've got to say this first of all before they even start singing. If your drummer has an on-off switch,
you yeah, probably don't.
You might have a crappy band.
We both know that I shouldn't be here. This is wrong, and baby, it's killing me. It's killing
Even Rick Springfield had a real drummer. All right, that's awful. Smash Mouth is another universally polarizing band. Some people love it.
Because it was
hate.
Everywhere, yeah.
The world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine.
You know, I am fresh from a wedding this weekend.
How did you hear that one? Did you
probably heard them all.
Well, all I will say is these are the kind of songs that are played by a DJ at a wedding when they're popular.
Right.
And then when they're not hot, they're gone forever.
Will Ferrell is the world's most leading expert on hating Nickelback.
Mm.
Says Will Ferrell always tweets out, I just fell down the stairs holding a guitar and accidentally wrote a Nickelback song. If you play a Nickelback song backwards, you hear the devil. Even worse, if you play it forwards, you hear Nickelback.
Yeah. You know what was the big song at the wedding this weekend? First big hit.
Probably the song of the summer.
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, yeah. Blurred Lines.
Yeah, there you go.
They played that right off the bat.
You got to play the biggest song from the year you get married.
DJ went with that first.
Wow. Yeah, and you're an all-star, that was the song. The song.
So will the Robin Thicke thing be the hated song in a few years?
Oh yeah, he'll if he's lucky, he will reach hated status.
All right. Next up, the Black Eyed Peas. Very polarizing. A lot of people hate the Black Eyed Peas.
Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Adana. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me.
I'm curious. This is obviously over, this song. Does it still make any money?
Well, it's still very popular. I agreed to volunteer as a DJ a couple months ago at a wedding, and I just was a DJ again over the weekend. And I found that when I played this song, people get out there and dance.
Oh, right. This is another wedding dance song.
This is a wedding dance song.
Are all these wedding dance songs?
I don't think the whole list, but all of them at some point, yeah.
So you need a certain, they're sort of, you need a certain amount of liquor to do them. These songs. Isn't that right?
Very true.
With a little bit of liquor, the song rises in status.
You're dancing to your lady lumps.
Yeah. You know what the most popular songs were that I played over the weekend? Now, this was for families at family camp that I went to. Mm. But Macklemore, Thrift Shop, and Can't Hold Us. Those songs people went nuts over.
All right, here's more hated ones. Insane Clown Posse.
I don't know if I can play this one.
All right, don't play it.
Yeah. No,
let's skip right ahead to Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, you're going to hate this song. We played it so much. What about this one? Let Her Cry. Remember this one? Okay. The 90s.
She sits alone by a lamppost.
Wow.
Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind.
Oh. Everybody's heavily influenced by Eddie Vedder. You know that?
She says that I love the most.
Jeremy. All right, that's it. But hey, good on him to Pearl Jam.
How many millions did that record sell, though, that Hootie and the Blowfish album? It was like
at the
10
time,
million
a
records,
lot.
And
right?
You got to give Darius Rucker credit. I mean, he was so popular that he became hated, so he went to a whole different genre to become so popular he became hated again.
What was the other genre?
He's a country singer.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a black guy doing country, which is kind of weird in the country community. Yeah.
We don't have time to get to all the hated bands. If you would like to suggest one that isn't on this list, Text it to us at 52309, and Spike and Joe will review it. And maybe we'll get one of yours on. Creed, one of the most hated bands. Creed is another, it's another grunge wannabe that was so a follower.
People don't like derivative bands. Right. I mean, they don't like bands that sound like.
I don't mind that there were Christian, he's like a Christian guy.
It was grunge for God.
That's a follower of Jesus, but a follower of, you know. Yeah, grunge bands. Not
talking
so
about an Eddie impression.
Remember our song? My mouth's not open. This place, I'll show you everything.
We're the ones wide open. My mouth's not open. I remember that.
And this guy was a tool too. Scott Stapp, is that
was
his
he
name?
A jerk guy?
He's a jerk.
Yeah. By the way, we gotta be careful because I think our boss likes this kind of music.
Our boss has a Creed tattoo, doesn't he?
I think so.
Does he have a Creed tattoo?
Oh,
where?
Yeah.
I don't know, but just in
is
case.
Is the same place that that piranha fish likes to go for?
I don't know. Just be cautious.
We've got...
We love Blink 82 and Nickelback.
No, we don't.
There's no shortage of bands people hate, that's for sure.
What are they... they're mentioning some rock bands like Rush and Metallica.
Maroon 5, Hoobastank. Collective Soul. Now, there's a band I like. Those guys were great.
By the way, there's a special section in the pharmacy if you have Hoobastank.
Hey, buddy.
That'll help take care of it. What? Oh.
See your Creed ink, man.
Keith, are you? Do you really have a Creed tattoo?
No, I do not have a Creed tattoo. Luciana comes in and says, you better go defend yourself in there.
Well, you like that kind of music, though. You like that 90s.
Well, I like, rock music. I liked Creed back
it's
in
all,
the late 90s.
It's
but they
all
got...
Pearl Jam wannabe stuff, don't you think?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. Pearl Jam was big, and I mean, hey, there are plenty of bands that wanted to be the Beatles,
right?
And we like a lot of those. So I guess that's
grunge
okay.
Overspray.
I have no Creed T-shirts or CDs.
Attaboy.
And certainly no tattoos.
When you moved here, were you excited to be in the land of Pearl Jam? I mean, where this is the birthplace of an entire breed of music that you love.
Oh yeah, the music history of Seattle is fantastic.
Yeah,
I think it trumps Hollywood.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, because everything in Hollywood is manufactured plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's your Van Halen, Guns N' Roses, that era of Hollywood music.
Poison, Cinderella.
I was in that era of music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Seattle's very authentic.
Did you have hair then?
To my waist.
No kidding.
Have you never seen a picture of
Rocker? Oh, I was in a hair band.
Rocker.
So did they fire you?
No, we just broke up.
As your hair fell out?
No, it was the
it
was the typical situation. Singer's girlfriend gets pregnant, singer decides to get a real job, band breaks up. Or you hire replacement singers, they don't work out, band breaks up.
Were you guys playing down there?
Oh, yeah.
Southern California?
Roxy, Troubadour, Whiskey, Gazzari.
What do you play?
Lead guitar.
Dude, we got a guitar.
I know, we
got
to get him in Butternut.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So you had hair.
Down to my waist.
Down
blonde
to your
hair.
Waist. Was it natural, let it go down to your waist? Like one of the Nelson brothers? Or?
yeah, this was...
Did you get catcalls from behind the guys that thought you were a chick?
Sure, kind of,
sorry, sir.
This was like 1988. Now, here's a little trivia story, fact about
did
me.
Did you have a tight little ass back then? Because you filled out a little
bit. Hey, easy, Bob.
A hair band.
I'm calling HR right now.
Yeah.
Platinum Spandex just called. They need you.
It's a little embarrassing, but it was 1988, and we were playing on the Sunset Strip, and there was a magazine, a Japanese magazine called Sunset Strip. And they were covering... Sunset Strip.
Oh.
And they were covering the hair band scene down in Hollywood. And 1 month, they named me Hunk of the Month in Sunset Strip magazine.
Do you have a copy of that?
I do, yeah.
Of course
is it
do.
Under lock? Is it in a safe
under
somewhere?
Under glass.
Yeah. No, I'll get you a picture. It's pretty embarrassing.
If we blog that, people will love that.
Oh, yeah.
We can blog it. I'll get you a picture today.
So Pearl Jam put you out of work, basically, because that's what killed that whole scene was, all moved north.
And... Yeah, we were more of the Skid Row ilk.
Mm-hmm.
So we were less spandex.
Did you ever dream of making it big? And
That's why we were there.
Yeah. That's why you were there. No kidding. How'd you land here?
This was 1988.
Oh, 88. Yeah. Oh, that's when I was doing it.
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time
ago. Now a series of bad decisions, and here you are.
Perfect. Absolutely. Now I'm in with the Bob River Show.
That's our boss.
All right,
Keith
thanks,
Cunningham.
Guy.
All right, Keith. Thank you. Keith. So he likes that kind of music. Also on the list, Train, Fish, Limp Bizkit, Blink 182, dishonorable mentions for Spin Doctors, Matchbox 20, Linkin Park. which was always a weird spelling of the name, Kid Rock and Blues Traveler. That's an era, I think.
It is. You're right.
You know, I don't know if I agree with this list. That's an era of bands that some people like.
They're all super successful. Everybody on that list.
All right. What else? Before we go, Joe, what did we miss?
Just want to say this musical discussion brought to you by the Muckleshoot Casino.
The Muckleshoot Casino.
Where none of these bands will be playing. Not a one.
President Obama's vacationing in Martha's Vineyard. We didn't talk about that today. He was closing down an entire road, which had a bunch of the hoity-toities upset.
Yes.
Is that what the coverage is still?
Or? Yeah, not much from President Obama. There is going to be some pretty big news from Eric Holder today that he's going to give a speech to talk about letting people out of prison earlier.
I heard about this. Why?
Well, it's because we're way overpopulated. The prison population has gone up like...
And we need more drug dealers back in the community. Is that what he was saying?
Well, we need the ones that aren't very good at it and really never really should have been, you know, there in the first place.
Wow.
I mean, we had all these mandatory minimum sentences that came down in the 80s. So you've got a lot of people put away for decades for reasonably small crimes.
During the Reagan era, Say No, a war on drugs, a drug czar, and a lot of people who are low-level, non-violent drug offenders who have no ties to gangs, cartels, or other large-scale organizations. Mm-hmm. In other words, microbrew drug dealers, little drug dealers.
I mean, we have
your neighbor who split the drugs with you.
Yes, we have more people in prison than any nation going pretty much here.
And so it's time to let some of our not-so-bad people out.
Because we can't afford to keep them in, and we're running out of places to put the really bad people. So we either build bigger walls to stick people behind or, you know, try to figure out a way to make sure we have the ones that really need to be there.
More on that tomorrow. This morning, as we leave the show, is it all three of us or just me and Spike?
You and Spike.
Joe, you got out of this somehow.
Somehow, yeah, I didn't hear about it.
Maybe we'll get you invited next time.
All right, sounds good.
We're on New Day Northwest this morning to talk about breaking news, and they're going to throw a bunch of stories at us to see what we comment about. What time is New Day Northwest played?
11 o'clock
today. Oh, wow. So we're right there on television.
Oh, yeah.
Over at King 5.
You know
what
the round table today, huh?
Do you know what it's what the stories are? Just whatever's in
No, they just throw stories
at us. You
like
spin a wheel or something, don't you?
We spin a wheel and they tell us what the story is and get our comments.
Wow.
And you know what's hard about it for me? I only get a few seconds. It's TV. It all happens so quickly. It's like my first time with a woman. It's like, what? That's it?
I'll do better next time.
Check out New Day Northwest this morning at 11 o'clock. Spike and I will be on it.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Walmart.
Northwest weather for today. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds, high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 56. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78.
It's back to school time, and Walmart has 12-pack girls' Fruit of the Loom underwear for the price of $9, all rollback for just $5.96. In fact, Walmart has Fruit of the Loom bonus packs for the whole family. So, for your back-to-school list, save money, live better, Walmart.
This station is participating in a multi-market nationwide group contest where every weekday up to 10 lucky winners and 5 each weekend day will win a trip for 2 to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, September 20th and 21st, airfare and hotel included. For your chance to win, listen to your weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and weekends 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time through September 15th, 2013 for the code word to be announced, then text it to 36500 during the 15-minute entry period. One winner will be randomly selected each playtime. To play for free online and or for complete official rules, go to iHeartRadio.com/Vegas. Message and data rates may apply. Check your carrier for details. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and District of Columbia who are 18 years of age or older at the time of entry. No purchase necessary. The odds of winning vary due to the number of qualified entries received. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel and contest sponsors and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible to participate. Approximate individual prize value is $3,300. Prize value varies depending upon departure location and time of travel. Prizes provided by iHeartRadio. Individual station participation times may vary. Check rules for local play times and opportunities. Additional rules and restrictions apply.
I spend a lot of time in parking lots, just hanging out, waiting, all day, every day, at the office, the mall, just chilling. So when they're ready to go home, I'm ready to take them. Like right now, I'm sitting at the airport. I haven't seen them for days. I wonder if they forgot where I am.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Minimize deposits and protect performance. Always use gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
If you're listening, I'm on level 3, zone G.
You wanted the Beach Boys? And they're coming. August 24th. To the Deepwater Amphitheater near Lake Chelan. The incredible sounds of summer. The Beach Boys. And then September 7th, Creedence Clearwater Revisited. To find out more and reserve good seats, check the web at ColvilleCasinos.com, Ticketmaster.com, or any Ticketmaster location.
What kind of car company would completely reimagine their engineering philosophy from the ground up? Only Mazda could create SkyActiv technology, achieving fuel efficiency without compromising performance. Available in the 2013 Mazda 3. It's an EPA-estimated 40 mpg highway sedan with responsive handling, combining fuel efficiency with uncompromised performance. Man and machine together. The Mazda 3 is available with a suite of technology features, and it's earned a 2013 IIHS top safety pick. So it's no surprise that the Mazda 3 has been named the number one 40 mpg car by Motor Trend. After all, if it's not worth driving, it's not worth building. We build Mazdas. What do you drive?
Soap, soap.
To learn more, visit driveamazda.com.
Excludes Mazda 3 ISV and all S models based on EPA estimates for 2013 Mazda 3i four-door models with SkyActiv G2.0-liter engine and SkyActiv Drive 6-speed automatic transmission, 28-city, 40-highway mpg. Actual results may vary.
3 days before my surgery, I found out I wasn't going to be pre-authorized. I didn't know if anything could be done, but Regents made it their priority to find out. Turns out I hadn't gotten all the information I needed from my doctor, so we fixed that. And then Regents called my doctor to better understand why I needed the procedure. I got approved the morning of my surgery. What a relief to know I was covered.
Regents, your health connected. Regents Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
All across America, business owners like Mark Morrell of Black Point Seafood are discovering the Chase Platinum business experience and discovering that it's business, just not as usual.
I deliver Maine lobster from the dock to the doorstep. It comes out of the water in the morning, ships that night, and it's on your dinner table next day. I was looking for a strategic partner. I knew when I made the decision to move to Chase that I made the right choice. They're very customer-centric, like myself and my company. Platinum Business was perfect for my virtual business. There isn't anything that I can't do with just a couple of keystrokes.
With Chase Platinum Business, you get the guidance you need from a dedicated banker and no-fee electronic deposits, so you can grow your business and your bottom line. Watch Mark's story and find out how Chase Platinum Business can help your business in Seattle at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business checking requires a minimum combined average balance of $100,000 in qualifying accounts, otherwise a $95 monthly fee. Other fees may apply. Talk to a banker for details. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the jack? Jack, I dated a jack once.
Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the Triple A guy?
Okay. Instead of Caped Crusader, maybe I should have said, gentlemen in an orange safety vest. But the Triple A guy will fix that flat fast, so you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Safeway has made it even easier to save at the pump because now you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget today, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas rewards offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Sometimes it's like we're living in bizarro world. People have totally become accustomed to getting bad service. In fact, they seem shocked when you're helpful. My name's John, and I'm a branch manager at Sound Credit Union. Every day, my team and I do our best to shock people in a good way by saying yes whenever possible, by helping our members buy homes and cars with great loan rates, and by offering members a free checking account that's actually free. We figure people shouldn't get nickeled and dimed just for getting out of bed, and that treating people with respect, it's not shocking at all. It's just right.
At Sound Credit Union, we're members too. So we look for every way to save you money with free checking with no hidden fees and free checks for life. And when you open a new checking account with direct deposit, we'll give you $100. Learn more at soundcu.com. Sound Credit Union. We never forget. It's your money. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've never heard anything like this before. iHeartRadio Talk.
iHeartRadio Talk.
It's your favorite news shows,
financial shows,
and talk hosts on demand.
Come on!
Listen to ABC News, The Wall Street Journal, Rush Limbaugh, Nightline, and more when you want to listen. No more waiting for your shows. Now you can get them when you want them. Even better, iHeartRadio Talk is free. Try it out now. Log on to iHeartRadio.com/talk.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We've got some heavier traffic right now northbound I-5 from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. We do still have some street closures in downtown Seattle right now. It looks like 2nd Avenue between Seneca and University Street right now, as well as 3rd Avenue near Seneca. Those intersections closed right now because of some police activity involving an earlier shooting. The scene is under control, though, which is good news. We're seeing some crowding northbound 405 through the Renton S curves.
This traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tires.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no-repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.